pleasing 5-1 win here in the League Cup quarter-final at Rathmore, David.
Yes, delighted, Andy. Obviously delighted. Girls, I thought, were absolutely magnificent tonight. It's been a hard couple of weeks for us, but tonight I thought we really, really played well with some fantastic goals as well.
And Lauren Robson got off to a perfect start, 3 minutes, header off the bar. She gives her all for the team, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's been sensational, I've got to say. She's been absolutely brilliant. We moved it about a wee bit tonight, played her more central, and Kirsty found her with a perfect ball, and great start for us, great start to settle everything.
And Kirsty gets a hat-trick, but there were some great assists for her two of her three goals, wasn't there?
Yeah, we actually give player of the match to Louise McFrederick, because Louise's ball in for the second one, which put us 2-1 up, was crucial. It was crucial to get that wee cushion. And Kirsty's Kirsty. You're always going to get goals out of her. She's not 100% fit, but her desire for that shirt and for scoring goals is immense, and that's why we have her on the team.
A couple of great shots. There was a great strike by Megan Bell for, I think, the fourth goal. Great shot from Kirsty for the fifth goal. You know, it's nice when you've got goals from all across the pitch, isn't it?
Yeah, we moved Megan as well tonight. Now we've tried something different wee formation, and I've got to say the girls took to it. We've been working so hard in training to try and get through, and as I say, Megan's shot was absolutely fantastic, and unfortunately could have had a second one, only for a fantastic save by the goalkeeper.
So we're in the semi-finals of the League Cup. We go with probably to Glentoran, possibly Ballymena, and we're in the semi-final of the County Antrim Shield as well. So, you know, on the cups we're making good progress now.
We are, yes, we are. It's going to be a long season. We are fighting on all fronts. We have a few players out, a few players to come back in again, but I thought again tonight it was magnificent. The girls just give so much. It was very pleasing to see our chairman here tonight cheering us on. I know the girls were extremely pleased to see him tonight.
There's good team spirit and camaraderie there. You can see it at the end when they all get together after the game, isn't it? There's always been a good family feel about this club, isn't it?
Very much so. It is a family. You're 100% right, Andy. These girls bleed for each other. They fight for each other out there, and their determination and the effort that they give between training, matches, their commitment is second to none. I'm absolutely delighted for them tonight. They got their just rewards.
And you know, we won here last week in the County Antrim, and we've won here in the League Cup tonight. And it's good to get that winning feeling at Rathmore, because we've four big league games coming up at Rathmore in the coming weeks, isn't it?
Yes, very much. You know, it's one game at a time at the minute, but I'd be lying if I said I didn't have an eye on them, you know. But Rathmore should be a fortress. It was a fortress all those years ago when we first came here. We're starting to get that mentality back, and our big players are now starting to turn in big, big performances, and that can only be good for the second half of the season.
And last week's draw at Seaview puts us back on top on goal difference. So, you know, with five league games to go, four at home, one away, it's all to play for in the league, isn't it?
Very much so, yeah. I suppose, you know, I thought Monday night took it out of us. That 120 minutes against Crusaders was a tight match. The girls really worked in. Wednesday night, but at the end of the day, we went to Crusaders knowing a point or a win would take us back to the top of the league. That's where we want to be. This is where this club strives to be. And it's still in our hands, and the girls will keep going right to the very end.
And it would be, with five league games to go, four at home here at Rathmore and Dunmurray, it would be great if the supporters could get behind us and cheer us on over the coming weeks to hopefully retain that league title.
Yeah, very much so. We have a loyal band of followers coming, and hopefully more people do get behind us. You know, as I say, this is Linfield. We are a family, and again, the girls are just going to keep winning. They've got that wee bit of winning mentality, but a wee bit of a blip. Girls have worked their way through it, and we've came together stronger than what we were at the start of the season, and we're just going to push on now.
So after all these games in quick succession, it's a bit of a break now until the 14th of June, when Ballymena are going to be the visitors back here to Rathmore.
Yeah, it is. It's strange how it works out, but with the international setup, obviously, there's always going to be these breaks. We have a number of training sessions planned where we'll keep the girls together. We have a wee night out planned together. We will be working twice as hard, and when Ballymena come here, they're in for a game because the girls are up for it. And, you know, that wee break, whilst it might help some of the girls who are not 100% fit, it just gives us that wee bit of chance to get everybody back in again for that game.
And Amber Amstel will be coming back from America in the coming weeks. It'll be great to have her back home again, won't it?
Yeah, I think the whole squad's excited about Amber coming back in. She flies in next Wednesday, and she's already talking about playing next week, and she just can't wait to get back at it. And she's a big character. When Ellie Smith came in, she was a big character. Amber's coming in, she's another big character. But these are the games get into the finals, to the business end of the season, where you need your big players, and I, for one, am looking forward to seeing Amber back in a blue shirt.
And can you even think about the European Champions League yet, or is there too much, you know, in the way before you can even think that far ahead?
If I'm honest, Andy, I'm not. I'm really not. I know there's a lot of working on the background, and the club are doing so much, But for me, it's one game at a time. My focus is on Ballymena, selecting a side and a formation to play against Ballymena, and that's as far as I look. The Champions League will look after itself when we get there, but we'll hopefully sign a few more players. We'll have our under-19 players back, and we intend to take a good, strong squad to it and do our best for Linfield yet again.
Well, it's an exciting honour and privilege to represent Northern Ireland in the UEFA Champions League for the first time for this club, isn't it?
Yeah, we're delighted. We're absolutely delighted. There was so much hard work put in last year. You know, the girls were relentless. They hunted the title down. This year it's been twice as hard, and we're determined to make this an annual thing. We just don't want it to be a one-off. We want to be qualifying for these tournaments year in, year out, and really pushing ourselves against the best.
Well, David, we're in two semi-finals and we're top of the league, so a lot to play for. On behalf of everyone at the club, all the best in the coming seasons as we aim to defend our trophies and add one more to it.
Thank you very much, Andy.